out here this morning at the showroom grand opening celebration of Assurance Builders, located at 150 South Camino Seco in Tucson, Arizona. Just south of Broadway, we're giving away tons of prizes for those homeowners who show up and meet any one of the Rosie certified partners that are here. We've got like a mini Rosie home show set up in the parking lot. You can talk to gardeners. You can talk to solar experts. You can talk to heating and cooling experts. You can talk to Rebath, pest control experts at Five Star. You can talk about water treatment with Kinetico. You can talk about home security with Tecma, Channel Choice TV, as well as any foundation problems you may have, Arizona Foundation Solutions, and as well, Lions Roofing. Paul Lanou, I think it's your turn to draw a name out of the basket. Let's pick another winner for someone that today, one of the attendees, will win a Lions Roofing Kindle.
All righty, and let's see.
Quite a few entries in that little box right there.
Quite a few. And the lucky winner, Richard Kettleman.
Richard Kettleman. All right. Mark the winning on that, because we want to save that and put it back in the basket for the grand opening, the grand prize of $1,000 of home improvement services from one of our many partners here today. John, we were talking earlier about rooms people hate.
Right.
And the contest we're starting at Rosie on the House, where we want people to send pictures of that room to info@rosieonthehouse.com with a short essay on why it's the room they hate. What are some of the stories you've heard over the years?
Yeah, a lot of it is just it's outdated, and it just needs it doesn't serve its function anymore, and so it just needs to be increased. Or, you know, talking to a guy this week who lives in an area, it is an older home, it's a little smaller, and back then the shower was built, you know, about 3x3, and it's just tight, and, you know, I guess we're growing Americans, and so that just makes for us a small shower. So he's a little bit frustrated with that.
Pretty typical Tucson shower, though, built through the 50s and 60s.
Exactly.
The little mosaic floor tiles.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Come up the wall with the 4x4s.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they were all
exactly
put in.
Exactly right. And so, but those make tight showers, though, for families today. And so, and a lot of them is people just don't like bathtubs anymore. You know, not everybody really appreciates the bathtubs anymore, and it's just more of a shower for the convenience that the shower offers. So, you know, that's in reference to the, you know, the bathrooms. But a lot of it is how we entertain ourselves is a lot different, too, and how that works out. And just the family room adjoining to the great room or living space is a big deal about opening the rooms up just to get more common area, and just an open living space is a common project that we come across as well.
And getting those entertainment elements available throughout the whole house.
Right.
As well as we're seeing more and more and more pushing it out into the backyard as well.
Exactly right.
Those are now becoming transitional living zones.
They are.
Now.
They are. Very exciting to see some of those. And with the doors and windows, we encounter that with the multi-slide doors, with the bifold or the pocket doors. That kind of delineates that space and makes it, you know, really welcome the outside into the home.
Yeah. You know, I was talking about evap coolers earlier. One of the places they are great applications are back patios.
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Drop the temperature of a back patio by
exactly
a nice,
right,
comfortable 15, 20 degrees. I actually have a good friend whose home has 7 evap coolers lined up behind a wall in his house.
Wow.
It's and it all pipes in underground around the swimming pool and around his back patio. Now, the only thing you can't do in that, because they're all underground and the drafts are shooting straight up, you can't have a lot of people out there in skirts and kilts.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Thank God. No kilts at all.
But he can drop the temperature of his entire backyard by about 15 degrees. And then he has the shade sails up there. And then you can throw the misting systems and the ceiling fans on top of that.
Right.
Or the large evap mod coolers that blow the, you know, we can really turn our outdoor living space into about a 10 and a half or 11 month living environment.
Exactly. And we got such a great climate for that. It's really nice. So be able to condition that air out there and make it, you know, the sun is a really detrimental factor on the outside. So,
well, not very many places in the rest of the country have the exposure to ultraviolet that we have here in Arizona. It's the reason I'm so particular about the materials I select to use on the outside of a home. If you'd like to join the conversation, we're here for another half hour on air at 1-888-767-4348, broadcasting live from the showroom grand opening of Assurance Builders at 150 South Carolina. Camino Seco, and we're here broadcasting till 11. The showroom grand opening goes till 12:30 with ribbon cutting at 12. I'm really happy with the momentum the Rosie on the House Tucson Network is gaining down here in the southern Arizona area.
Yeah, it's exciting to see. You shared some information where it's growing. We got a mixer coming up this week where you've got some new partners involved. And I've found a lot of confidence with using, as a general contractor, using Rosie Partners, of just knowing the work's done well, they're going to stand behind it, and they're going to treat our clients professionally. And that's really confidence for us. And we know that the advice they're going to get is really the best for the homeowner.
Yeah. We're fussed at all the time by people that want to. We have a waiting list to get Rosie certified statewide of about 700 contractors.
Wow.
And we aren't intent on ever being the biggest. We just want to be the best. So I get fussed at all the time by people on the waiting list saying, well, you know, my money's just as good as anybody else. And I said, well, buddy, you know, the fact that you'd even insinuate that that's the reason you can get on my network is good enough reason for me to take you off the waiting list.
That's right.
We're
going to
break for bottom of the hour news and be back for the last half hour of our broadcast right here at Assurance Builders. It is time for you to jump in the car if you're in the Tucson area and get down here, because we are giving away, I haven't added up all the costs of all these, but we're literally giving away thousands of dollars of door
prizes.
But you got to be here to get registered.